time, in a land just inside your TV set, there was a king.
I just want to say, this is the last year that I'm doing the Tonight Show.
So who's it going to be? Who gets the Tonight Show?
Is it Leno or Letterman?
His loyal subjects, Jay.
You know what I was doing before I met Hallie? I was working at strip clubs. I wasn't going to be on any television show. An agent told me that I had a face that would scare small children.
And Dave.
Now is your chance to let somebody know that you want the Tonight Show.
Let's wave him over.
Brent! How could a television show be worth this much embarrassment?
The queen mother of all managers.
You think you could pull the same manipulative with me you're trying everybody else in this town, but you with me, and I'll you back good.
She is completely out of control.
Some princely executives.
Tomorrow, NBC will announce that Jay Leno has been named the next host of the Tonight Show.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable. I want you to release me from my contract.
And, of course, a fairy godfather.
I'm not getting an agent. We need somebody with some power in the business.
We have worked out a career plan for David, and it includes securing everything for Dave that he wants. Everything.
Flip a coin. Dave. It doesn't matter to me.
$1 million.
$6 million.
$7 to $12 million. $12.5 million. $12 to $14 million.
Good luck, Dave.
$25 million.
Cool. HBO Pictures comes clean about late-night TV's dirtiest fight. Kathy Bates, Daniel Roebuck, John Michael Higgins, Bob Balaban, and Treat Williams. HBO Pictures presents an Ivan Reitman production directed by Betty Thomas, director of the Brady Bunch movie, The Late Shift. It's no fairy tale.
From the director of the Brady Bunch movie comes The Late Shift.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us live right now from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the, at this point, the Drexel show. This is actually like a pre-show. Todd Dandruff Hotellis is running just a little bit late. His son, Benjamin, as most of you are aware, took today for the first time the SATs. So he's a little bit late in traffic. He should be with us about 5-10 minutes or so. Anyhow, we have a great show tonight. There's a lot going on, and for those of you that were actually curious of the intro in the beginning, it was a trailer from an HBO movie in the late 90s called The Late Shift. So go ahead and Google it, and it'll probably make more sense for those that have never heard it or unfamiliar with it. Anyhow, as I mentioned, Todd will be with us soon. Tonight on the agenda, I will go over it real fast, and actually, first off, before I even go into that, we have a free roll that will be starting in 23 minutes, and by the way, I am using the 10-year-old laptop, by the way, to do this. We have a free roll that will be starting in 23 minutes. It's actually began today as a $50 free roll, but I believe right now it's $75, paying 7 spots, so everybody that is listening, as long as you've registered an account per Druff's little guest rules, by May 21st of 2012, you're eligible. And just go to the top screen and click on No Fraud Online Poker, and it will be starting in 22 minutes. And as always, there is no late registration. So anyhow, on the agenda tonight, wow, I didn't see any of this until earlier, but apparently there's a Johnny Chan. And I guess a tricked, senile, thought he was doing a favor for a buddy, Doyle Brunson, reality show. I actually sat through that 6-minute trailer. I guess from what I can tell, from what I've read just today, that it's being shopped. And that's good news, meaning no network has actually picked it up. And I think it was Druff that posted in the thread, in all likelihood, or no, hopefully, it'll never make it to the television, because that just looked god-fucking-awful. I mean, even the chick in it, like, I mean, was, I don't know, mediocre? Maybe a 5? I didn't find her attractive. But maybe that's my taste. I'm not really big on Asian girls with tattoos up and down their body. But anyhow, as we discussed last week, the Venetian robbery, there's an update to that we're going to talk about. It actually was robbed. We talked last week about how the Venetian was telling players they were just changing chips out, and everything was status quo, but that really isn't the truth. There was actually a police report that was filed. And I am getting a message. Todd has just arrived back home with his son from the SAT testing lab in the secret location somewhere in the West Coast. He will be on very, very shortly. So also, a lot of shit's happened today. Cantor Gaming, the M Resort Sportsbook director and employee of Cantor Gaming was arrested at 6 a.m. this morning. They woke him up, and I'm not sure which agency participated in it, but this came to his house at 6 a.m. and arrested him. The news that's coming out of Vegas is that it had nothing to do with any improprieties at M or at Cantor, but it related to his involvement with Pinnacle Sports. And apparently there were other raids throughout the country that simultaneously took place today as well, involving, from what I can tell, just Pinnacle, but possibly other sports books. I read upwards of 40 people were arrested today. So we'll talk about that. Dave Lerman, for those of you who've listened the last couple of weeks, has kind of become a fixture on our show. He's a friend of Druff's. He's been on tons of reality television. He, I guess most notably, at least in my eyes, got a blowjob from LaToya Jackson for some cocaine. I mean, that's just way even past my fucking wheelhouse. I don't know. But, Jesus, LaToya. also, party poker, apparently some players... I'm just reading this from the thread. I don't know much about this subject. Party poker, there's some players that had whole cards switched during play, mid-hand. I know Druff has researched this and will know this story and won't go over it, so that's something that's going to be talked about. Ken Scaler and his friend Stephanie, both who have been fixtures on this show and other shows we've done for years and years, came to Vegas. I think it was the first time Ken had ever been to Vegas. I'm not quite sure. And believe me, if for nothing else, stick around for this fucking debacle, because this is quite a story. I was in Las Vegas this weekend. I did not, unfortunately, I did not witness any of it. I heard firsthand from Druff what went on, and it's absolutely batshit fucking crazy. Just a colossal whole mess of fail and controversy and violence and people being escorted off properties in Vegas. And so Druff's going to talk about that. Like I said, I heard the whole kind of play-by-play of the weekend, but I did not. And it involves single mothers and that took rides on Craigslist with them for $40 that came to Las Vegas. It's just and it's all true. I mean, Druff's going to tell this fucking story, and everyone's going to be like, come on, there's no way this is real. Like, these are, like, aren't real human beings. People don't fucking do this shit. But I'm telling you, I mean, I was here. Like, you know, I heard the phone calls. This is true. And it's just absolutely batshit crazy. So that's what's on the agenda for tonight. And again, register if you have not already, just so no one forgets, for our free roll. Thank you, C Money, for donating $50. Also, Fat Man 548. And FTP Jesus, they rolled over previous caches in the free roll to bump this prize pool up to $75, in which you can get, if you win on PayPal, Druff will send you a check. Just, it's real money. It's real money. So make sure you do that. That's going to start soon. World Series. I'm not even talking about poker. The World Series is actually going on, and I don't know. I haven't... looked, I saw it was 1-0. Well, I guess it's not 1-0 anymore. Giants are just crushing. Looks like it's 6-1. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of sports. But besides that, once Druff gets on the radio, of course, we'll be taking calls as usual. I'm running this from the 10-year-old Sony Vaio, so I'm unable to take any calls, unfortunately, at the moment. So we'll have to wait till Druff gets on the line for that. But I'm here in Las Vegas. The weather has finally cooled down. I think we've seen the last of summer here. For the last, I don't know, maybe week to 10 days, it's been, I don't know, in the mid-70s as a high, and then it's getting into the 50s at night. So it's always funny in Las Vegas how it's just, it's almost like a light switch is just turned off. It doesn't really gradually get, you know, like hot and then cold for a little bit and hot again. It's just like it's 90, 90, 95, and then all of a sudden it's just like 70 and never turns back on the heat. It's kind of weird. But it's my favorite time of year. I don't like the heat. You know, it's not that I'm out much anyhow, but this is just the perfect weather, at least for me. So that's what's going on. And I'm sorry if I've ignored anything in the chat. Just sitting here doing my little radio and making sure this laptop isn't crashing. And again, I apologize for the sound. I see that Mark 2601 is saying the sound is dodgy, and it could very well be. This is a 10-year-old laptop, guys. It's on its last leg, but it has that very well-desired stereo mixer that's needed for sound clips and so on and so forth. So, anyhow. But that's what's going on in Vegas. Really, like a lot of stuff just in the last day or two. Also, although it's not on the agenda, we will be talking about this. Fucking Howard Letter, he's a bold fucking just ballsy motherfucker. For those that have not been, I guess, keen to what's been going on over the last 48 hours, the Festa Lago tournament, which, by the way, I didn't even know this. It's been going on, I think this tournament's like 7 or 8 years. It's every year at the Bellagio. In Italian, Festa Lago or Festa a Lago means is fun at the lake. I don't know, whatever. I just read that today. But that is going on. That started yesterday, the main event. I believe it was a 10K buy-in. It was 15,000 in years past. But I believe, you know, obviously due to the poker economy, the economy in general has been lowered to a 10K. Howard Lederer showed up and he played. He did not play any of the preliminary events, but he showed up at the Bellagio yesterday and walked up to the cage, apparently right next to former four member, who doesn't post anymore since he's blown up, Christian Charter, who, Christian Harder, who tweeted that Howard Lederer was right next to him when he was registering. And he played in this tournament, and from some tweets I read from John Aguiar and a couple others, within minutes, he had to put his headphones on while he was playing because he was being harassed at the table. And some of the tweets were actually funny. They were claiming, and of course I was not there, but knowing John Aguiar and how outspoken he is, I imagine this is all probably true. When Howard was involved in any hand whatsoever. Okay, we're going to restart after this story, by the way. When Howard was involved in any hand whatsoever, they would ask him how many chips he had, and then another player, and I guess this was already pre-rehearsed, would say, "Dah, don't even bother counting, you'd only be speculating." And this just kept going on and on, every hand he played in. And, you know, obviously because in the Fail Venetian interview that he did, he said over and over and over repeatedly, I would just be speculating. So anyhow, I guess this is kind of like the pregame intro. I will be shutting down the 10-year-old laptop at this point, and Druff will be resuming radio momentarily. Hopefully young Benjamin scored at least a 1,200 in the SATs, or I know it will not be a very good holiday season at the Vitalis household. Godspeed, y'all. I'll be right back and register for the tournament. You got 12 minutes.